This is WordPress Weekly, the show dedicated to all things WordPress. Here's your hosts, Jeff Chandler and Sarah Gooding.
We decided to change up the recording time a little bit. I've been reaching out to a number of people, and they say that Friday evening is just not a good time. I understand where they're coming from. It's the end of the work week. Even though most of these WordPress people work from home, they try and create a certain type of structure to where, well, you know, it's Friday evening. The last thing you probably want to do is sit in front of a computer and talk about WordPress. You probably want to go out and have a beer or something. Even though we've been doing the show for a long time on Fridays, we're going to give this a shot and see if we can't get more guests on the show. Just see how the time works out for everybody. And it also kind of helps out for me and Sarah because I was staying up late at night on Fridays. You know, it's the day just before the weekend starts, and I'm editing the audio, and I didn't get to bed till about 2 or 3 in the morning after editing the file. So I think this will work out for everybody, at least in the short term. We'll see how it goes in the long term. So, Sarah, what do you think about this week? It's been 2 weeks since we've been able to do a show. Lots of stuff happening this week.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited about the new showtime, and hopefully we'll get some more people interacting on the news here on our show.
Yeah, I see we got a couple of interesting people in the chat room here, including our buddy who was recently on the show, Triple J. Shout out to him. And I see Fred's in there and Brian Krogsgaard of Post Status. Nice to see you guys in here. So let's start off with the headlines of the week. We don't have any guests scheduled this week, so we'll be able to go a little bit in depth into some of these topics. We don't have to worry about any time limit, so to speak, today. The first story this week is that WordPress 3.7 Beta 1 has been released, ready for everyone to play around with.
Yay!
Yes, so you know, when Matt Mulloway mentioned that they were going to release 3.7 in October, back during his State of the Word address, I was actually there during the presentation, and it was a packed house. And when he said, we're going to launch WordPress 3.7 in October, and the room was like silent, like, what? You know, because we're so used to these 3 to 4 to 5 month release cycles that have, I don't want to say plague, but I know originally Matt wanted to do 3 major versions a year. That was kind of his goal, 3 major version releases a year. And ever since, 3.0 or 3.1, anytime they have to do a major refactoring or redesign of the back end of WordPress, it generally sets things back a long ways. And in fact, this most recent release, 3.6, with the whole post formats UI drama and some other issues, kind of delayed the release a good bit. It's nice to see that, boom, here it is. Matt says 3.7 is coming out in October, and we're almost there. So 3.7, we're not to 0.1 yet, includes automatic background updates. So what this means is when you install WordPress 3.7, it will automatically update itself. In fact, if you install 3.7 Beta 1, it should automatically upgrade to Beta 2 when it's actually released. When you install it, and if you go to Dashboard Updates, you'll see a note letting you know whether your install is working for automatic updates or not. Now, there's a couple situations where WordPress can't reliably and securely update itself, but if it can, you'll get an email sent to the administrator address on the General Settings page of WordPress after each update letting you know what worked and what didn't. Now, if it worked, you know, that's great, but if something failed, the email will suggest you make a post in the support forums or create a bug report. A couple other things worth mentioning about this release is that it's, or when it comes to updates, it will automatically download any available translations for the official WordPress importers and the default theme. So that's really cool. The password meter in 3.7 has gotten a whole lot better. In fact, that's going to be our next story. And also something that has plagued WordPress for a long time, and we did an entire show about it, actually about a service that enhances the WordPress search. But in 3.7, search results have gotten better in WordPress because now they're ordered by relevance rather than just by date. So if you type in a few keywords in your search box, it will... if they match post titles and not just content, they'll be pushed to the top. So that's a it's a minor change, but I think it's a big change. I think it will make WordPress search suck less. I don't know if it's going to solve most of the problems, but it's great to finally see an enhancement like that to the WordPress search by default. And last but not least, developers should check out the new advanced date queries in WP underscore query, which is, if you're looking up the ticket number, it's 18694. And that kind of stuff is just over my head. But if you're a developer, you should definitely check that out, because I've seen people on Twitter, developers, really excited about the advanced date queries. So the software is still in development. You're recommended not to use it in a production environment. But if you have a local install available or a test site set up, you should definitely download 3.7 Beta 1. Give it a try, and if you come across any bugs or issues, you should create a new ticket or report them in the alpha beta section of the WordPress.org support forums. Speaking of password meters getting a big upgrade, Sarah, you recently published a post this week on WP Tavern that talks about how it's ridiculously smart. I can't even, it's hard to read that, let alone say it. Password meter, and it's coming to WordPress 3.7. Tell us a little bit about that.
I went ahead and installed 3.7 on a test site, and it's been pretty exciting so far. I've been getting the automatic updates and the little emails that come to you every day or a couple times a day. And I thought I would test out the new password meter, and I found that it's really a lot different than the one in 3.6. In the article, we posted a couple of screenshots of examples of passwords that are insecure and definitely more insecure in 3.7. So if you look at a password like ping pong, that's two words put together, no numbers, symbols, or anything. That was rated as weak in 3.6, and then in 3.7, it's rated as very weak. But beyond that, the new password meter is able to recognize when you use the number substitutions for letters in your passwords, which so many of us have been told to do that for such a long time. Well, you know,
otherwise known on online circles as leet speak.
Yes. And a lot of us have been doing that, you know, having been told that it helps your password to be stronger and it helps you to remember it, so you're all good there. But in actuality, those are pretty easy to crack nowadays because everyone's been doing it for so long. So WordPress 3.7 is able to find out, it's able to notice, like, if you're doing that with a dictionary word, and it will tell you that your password is very weak. Whereas before in 3.6, it would see symbols, letters, numbers, and think, oh, this is a strong password. So so now all those passwords that you thought were strong aren't really that strong. And it's not really that the security has changed, but people are just going to be better informed about the strength of the password.
Yeah, and I don't think this password meter is something that they created from scratch. In fact, it's based off a library from Dropbox. It's called ZXCVBN. So it doesn't even have a name. I try saying that word. It's even a word, but it's based on Dropbox's technology, and it's worked out well for them, and it's pretty nice to see that implemented in 3.7.
Yeah, it's an open source library that they grabbed from them, and they're able to put it into WordPress, and it's really cool. I mean, that they don't have to build that from scratch. You know, it's amazing, and especially that they're paying attention to these little details like this. You know, I feel better sleeping at night knowing that somebody is looking at those details and thinking, oh, you know what, we better fix this, make it better, and 3.7 has that.
Yeah, and in your example, you posted an example image of 3.6 and 3.7. Now, in 3.6, you used a password of good morning with the O's as zeros and the I in morning replaced with a 1. Now, according to 3.6, the password meter, it says it's strong. But if you look at 3.7 with the new library, it says very weak.
Right.
As we've seen, is the one of the questions I saw in the comments is that is there going to be is it going to be forced on users that they have to use that they have to use a very strong password, or is the password meter just there to enable users to make better password decisions?
From what I saw in 3.7 with my test, they don't force you to use a stronger password. So you can still use like admin 123 or whatever you want. I think they're just leaving that freedom there for people to choose. But I know some other apps will force you, if your password's too weak, they won't let you use it, and they'll force you to create a stronger one. But I guess so far WordPress isn't forcing you.
I wonder why WordPress wouldn't kind of encourage, or I guess in a way force users to create a very strong password right out of the gate. Even if they wanted to use a weak password, why WordPress would even say, no, you might want to change it to something else, make it a strong password. I wonder if that would change at some point in the future.
I don't know.
People would be upset about WordPress kind of controlling that aspect of things, but I don't know why anybody would get upset if it's encouraging users or forcing them to use an actual strong password.
I think people just like the freedom of it, so I'm not sure that they'll ever force it. I know when I put WordPress on my machine and I'm just using it for a local install to test things, I use a terribly insecure password because it doesn't really matter.
Good old-fashioned admin password.
Yep. admin.
Yeah.
I'm in.
So awesome to see that the new password meter is coming down the pike in 3.7. Hopefully that encourages users to make strong passwords, and we have less instances of people having their accounts, or specifically their user accounts, hacked on a WordPress site. Another thing possibly coming down the pike for 3.7 or in a future release of WordPress is something called code revisions. Now, as I understand it, this was another Google Summer of Code project for 2013, and you wrote about this, and what can you tell us about code revisions?
Code revisions is a plugin now in the repo where you can add it to your site and get the same kind of native revisions that you already have for posts into the WordPress dashboard plugin and theme editors. It is a pretty controversial project. The plugin itself isn't controversial because people like it as a plugin, but there are a ton of people who don't want to see this in core, and they don't even think that the editors that we have right now in the core should exist. So there was quite a lot of discussion on that. Some people don't use it. Some people think it's a terrible security risk. So I don't know that it will make it to core. I mean, I think that some people want it to, and it may end up there, but I'm not sure what's going to happen along the path for this one.
Now, Alexander... I'm bad with last names here. Horeth? I don't know. My apologies if I got that wrong. He's the one who proposed the idea, and based on screenshots and the work he's done, the whole idea was to create code revisions in a way that would, everything about it is natural. I mean, if you wanted to integrate it into core, it looks like you could just do it right now and it'd fit right in with the same interface, same button, same UI styles as the original post revisions. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of whether should we add that to core or shouldn't we? And it's an important question. In fact, back in 2009, I remember I wrote a poll. It was a poll back on weblogtoolscollection.com, and it was just a simple question. I said, do you use the code editor? And there was a lot of responses to that post because I was bringing up the argument of, first of all, do you use the code editor? And second of all, should these code editors even be in WordPress? Because in my mind, my state of mind at the time was that users are probably using their own favorite code editor, whether that was Dreamweaver at the time or Notepad++ or something like that, uploading those changes to the web server and checking them out. And that's the way people were doing code revisions. But actually, the poll in 2009 was almost split right down the middle. 46% out of a total of 355 votes, 46% of them, or 165 votes, voted yes, that they did use the code editor, and 54% of them said no. And a lot of people said that they used the code editor specifically as a quick way to avoid messing around with FTP. Depending on which web server you're on, web hosting account, they lock down the ability to FTP, so the only way to edit a file would be through the code editor. And also, consultant fixing the client's site instead of having to go through that whole process of getting usernames and FTPs and credentials and things of that nature, they could just log into their WordPress site use the code editors, make the changes there, and be done with it. So there is a contingent of users out there finding the code editors useful, and I'm of the opinion that maybe the code editors should be removed from core, because we have this notion of wanting to protect users, wanting to avoid having them break their own sites. But at the same time, when I started learning about WordPress, I started tinkering with the code of themes through the code editor. I made a couple of boo-boos, which resulted in white pages of death. And, you know, the hard way, I wish code editing was available at that time. But it is one of the ways, the first ways I started learning about template tags, functions, things of that nature for themes. So on the one hand, I want to see perhaps the code editors taken out of core, replace, make them as plugins. Users have less of a chance of making a boo-boo. But on the other side, it's like, well, I kind of want them to stay, because that's how people are probably getting their first taste of messing around with the code involved with WordPress or themes. And if it's, and Ryan Hellier made a great point in the comments, if the code editors are in core, they're already there, it's not whether or not we should add stuff to them. Since they're going to be there, let's make them as useful and protect the user as much as possible. So why not add something like this to the core of WordPress?
And if that is a good point.
Yeah, and if you look at the code editor for, in fact, for themes, you can't get code revisions for themes unless you use Jetpack. Jetpack has a module in it for edit CSS, which we use on the Tavern site, and it has built-in revisions, so which is really neat. But the original, the one that ships with WordPress, doesn't have revisions. So I'm kind of at a crossroads here as to what I think should be the best route to go. If it's going to be there, it's going to stay in core. Then obviously it makes sense to improve and add revisions so users are protected and they don't see white screens of death. On the other hand, I like the idea of taking all that stuff out of core, putting it in a plugin, and that way users have no chance of screwing anything up because there are no code editors in core. I'm on the fence with this.
I think I am too, because I know, you know, there's a really easy way to turn it off. If you don't trust your client or you think that they're going to be the type to screw it up, you can just turn it off in your WP config file. So, I mean, there's no reason for people to freak out about, well, the client's going to destroy their website. Well, you know, it's their website. And for some people, that's the only way they'd ever start to experiment with WordPress. And I think that's what the plugin creator that was kind of his first opinion is, he wants people to be able to jump in past what they already, you know, past where they feel comfortable and maybe start to learn how to code a little bit. I mean, if they're going to get in there, I don't know that they're going to learn anything besides through breaking something, but at least they can fall back on those revisions. So if it's there, then that's great. I came to WordPress from a place where I discovered the code editor later on. I mean, I've been doing everything through FTP and uploading files, and I didn't know that you could actually do that in the dashboard. Mm-hmm. So when I found that, I was like, wow, this is really convenient. But if you didn't have FTP access and you used it at that time, you broke something, there was no way for you to fix it. So you had to make sure that you were able to...
You had to go back and remember what the change was and try and revert and hope that you could revert that change back.
Right.
That you didn't lose it, or else you'd be in big trouble.
Right, or have a backup or whatever handy. So I don't know. I mean, when I discovered those dashboard editors, I thought, wow, this is cool. It's convenient for, you know, when you're making simple changes that you're confident about. For the everyday user, since there's an easy way to turn it off, you know, I don't see why they should strip it from the core now.
Yeah, so there's a large amount of people out there saying, terrible idea, do not add this to the core of WordPress. Another group of people, segment, saying, let's just create awesome plugins. It's already a plugin as is, so leave it as is and do not add it to the core of WordPress. But then I'm thinking, well, if Jetpack already has revisions for themes, maybe Jetpack should build a module that just takes his work, puts it in the Jetpack, and then, you know, now you have Jetpack and you turn they're separate now, theme editors and plugin editors with revisions. They're just modules as part of Jetpack. And it's kind of interesting with Jetpack. It's like anything we see that we don't want to add to core, but it's really cool. Like my first instinct is add it to Jetpack. But Jetpack is already so big as it is. I don't know how much more they're going to add to it. So kind of on the fence there. I like to hear what listeners think, either on the comments of the show notes post or actually on the comment itself. We'll link to it in the show notes post. But quite a controversial thing, and it'll be interesting to see what happens with the code revisions in core. Looks like we're going to have a new user profile design coming to WordPress.org, which I'm welcoming, and so are a lot of other people. And you wrote about this earlier in the week. And the one thing that strikes me about it is I like it. It's really nice. It's image uses a lot of images through the plugins, themes, and their own work. Now the activity stream is on the right-hand side, and the whole profile design almost mimics what you would see on typical social networking sites now.
Yeah, I think it's really cool. I mean, it encourages the plugin authors to upload a header image for their plugin so that their page doesn't look, you know, all blank. And I think it's really exciting. And there are a lot of opportunities now that they put this activity stream in there. There are going to be a lot of opportunities to add more social features.
Yeah, and it's something... You know, personally, I think I've brought this up before, but I'm really looking forward to the day where we have something like achievements or badges attached to our WordPress.org profiles just to show things like first track ticket responded to or first patch, and you get like a little badge and you end up with something like a trophy case, sort of like what WordPress.com has. I think that would be really cool.
Do you think it would be a good idea?
I do. Yeah, I think so. Now, the only reason why you would ask me that question is because you think that there's some negative aspects to that.
I don't know. I've been thinking about the idea for a while now, and I'm not sure if I've come to a conclusion on it. In a way, I think it's cool. People are motivated by badges and that kind of thing. I know I am on other websites that I use, like Untappd. You know, you get badges for all the beers that you drink. Mm-hmm. And it's really exciting. It makes you want to drink more beers. But I don't know on WordPress.org how that's really going to work, because a lot of these people are not motivated by recognition. They just want to give back, and they want to contribute to the project, and they're not looking for people to pat them on the back. A lot of people do things, you know, behind the scenes with WordPress, and nobody ever knows about it. So in a way, it's kind of cool that they would get some recognition, but at the same time, I'm not entirely sure that this community is motivated by getting badges. And I don't know if it might just be a whole lot of extra fluff on the site. I don't know.
Well, now that you've brought up that perspective, which I haven't heard of yet, you actually make a good point that up until now, or before this even was discussed as an idea, everybody's contributions in WordPress was just for the fact of, hey, I just want to give back, or this bug is annoying me, let me fix it, and at the same time, it's fixed for everyone else, and there's no, that motivation wasn't driven by badges or money, well, in the most part, money, but, that's a great perspective you bring to that. And if something like badges or some type of gamification of contributing back to WordPress were to occur, you know, it would be interesting to see if that mindset of contributing to WordPress changed, whereas they're doing it for the recognition, they're doing it to get those badges instead of just contributing back to the project.
Yeah, I'm really not sure how it would work out. It may inspire a whole lot more contribution, or it may just be, you know, bloating up the website. I don't know. I mean, I guess we'd have to see. And plus, would they be able to retroactively apply those awards for people who have been contributing for years? I mean, who knows what kind of a...
Can you imagine the day that we publish the announcement post and say, yeah, look, trophy case added to WordPress.org, and you look at some people and their trophy case is already filled up because of all the contributions they made to WordPress over the years.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see. I don't know if it's a good idea. I'm not decided on it.
So the new profile design is not launched on WordPress.org just yet. There's still some things to go over, but the Mert, who was the submitted the proposal for enhancing the profile, stated he actually has a little demo video that you embedded in your post that you could see on WPTavern.com, said that the new profile design will be launched within the next few weeks. There's just some things that have to be moved around, some things that have to be changed before it actually goes to the public. And you actually mentioned that because you actually had a chat with Scott Riley, who was actually one of Mert's mentors, and he said that the profile changes should be live on the website very soon.
Right. Yeah, he didn't promise any specific dates, so we're just looking for it any time.
Other news, something that happened today, WP Engine, a big managed web hosting company that deals with a lot of WordPress websites, announced that the CEO, Jason Cohen, announced that he hired a CEO to replace him, which is something I don't read every day. Where, you know, usually the CEO is ousted by board members or is in some sort of fraud or investigation, has to leave the company. But in this case, it's all positive. Jason just happened to hire, her name is Heather Bruner. No, we should have a drinking game. For every last name I screw up, you take a drink, and people would be drunk already. But I believe it's Heather. She was the CEO, COO of WP Engine, and today she is now the new CEO. Jason will be stepping back and will be working on something that he loves to do, and that is building technology. So great to see that there's no negative impacts here. Jason just wanted to step back, and in order to step back, he had to find someone to replace him, and he's found the right person in Heather, and she has a strong desire of working with teams, and so it'll be great to see what happens with WP Engine. Congratulations to both Jason and Heather on the changes, the switches at WP Engine. And last story today, last but not least, the website or WordPress managing company WP Remote announced a all-new redesigned website and a premium service or a premium tier. And in fact, just before the show, you published a post about WP Remote, kind of going over the details of what this new service has. And I know that you were recently given a premium account to mess around with to check out everything that they have to offer. What do you think so far?
It's pretty cool. You know, I didn't even really have the chance to use the premium account before I wrote the article. So it's not so much based on my experience, but just kind of a quick look at what they're doing with their company, which is really exciting. I saw yesterday they tweeted that they had a big announcement coming. And so I woke up early this morning and I was like, okay, I got to find out the news because it's an exciting day. I've been following WP Remote for a while, for a few years, and I thought what they were doing is really cool. So today they've launched all these new features and premium access to automatic backups and updating your core theme and plugins and all of that, and a daily email summary, which people are really excited about, that lets you know everything that's happening on your websites. I haven't tried it yet, but I'm looking forward to seeing how it might help me keep my websites up to date.
Now, I really like the new, the completely redesigned the website and the back end of WP Remote, and I like it. A lot of things are color-coded. Red is danger, yellow is things you need to pay attention to, green is things that, hey, everything's going smooth. And I really like the whole redesign that they've done with the website.
Yeah, I think they're really approaching this in a smart way. They have just a ton of users from when it was a totally free product. And they've kept most of the features for free, except, you know, the backup storage takes, you know, that takes a lot of a lot of space. Once they got like 40,000 people, you know, that's a lot of space to pay for. So now they launched their premium tier, which will help them to keep their free features out there for people.
Right. And another thing that was part of the big news announcement today is the launch of their API. And according to your post, they're going to have an API, but you'll also be able to access it using the WP CLI tool, which is the command line interface. In fact, I think they have their own WP Remote CLI tool, which what it does is it allows you to interact with your remote sites via the command line, which I think a lot of developers and people who manage sites are going to find really cool.
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of people would be excited about that. And I don't know that any of the other sites like ManageWP, InfiniteWP, CMS Commander, there's a few others out there. I don't know that any of those interface with WP CLI. So, you know, it's kind of a cool thing that allows a developer to quickly add a new site to their account, delete sites, make mass updates, and just do a lot of things from their workplace. So I think that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, so anyone interested in the premium plans over at WP Remote, they have discounted prices of $24 per month for 5 sites, $39 per month for 10 sites, and $149 per month for 50 sites. In addition to your premium sites, you can continue to add an unlimited number of free sites. And that's also an interesting aspect to this as well, that if you can actually purchase premium accounts and you can assign which websites are under the premium tier. So you could decide which websites get the additional features that come with being premium while still being able to manage and add free sites, which I think that's a pretty cool idea.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely going to be useful to people who have development shops where they have to manage updates for a bunch of different WordPress sites. They'll be able to just see them all in one glance and update them all, or, you know, put their paying customers on the premium tier and keep the other ones free just to monitor them. I mean, it's great for a business.
Right. So congratulations to Human Made and to WP Remote for jumping headfirst into the remote WordPress managed space. So far, it's been taken up by Managed WordPress and a few other services out there, but now it looks like WP Remote has invested a lot of research and time into their business, and they're going to be in it for the long haul. So congratulations to them. Hope it all works out for them in the future. And that's going to wrap up the headlines for this week, kind of short and sweet. Next week's show will feature special guest Scott Birkin, who is the author of the book The Year Without Pants, a story dedicated to his time working for Automattic on WordPress.com. Also in that book, he discusses the future of work based on that experience. So I'm really looking forward to having him on the show. I've got a lot of questions for him. The book has been a great read, especially for someone like me who has followed WordPress, the ecosystem, and Automattic for a number of years. I learned a number of things in that book that you know, I'm not privy to, that you cannot see from the outside when it comes to Automattic. And it was also great to learn about how Jetpack came to be, things like that, and the whole team aspect and how that came about at Automattic. So next week's show will be dedicated to that. Really looking forward to that. That does it for this week's edition of WordPress Weekly. You can find show notes for this episode and all previous episodes on wpdiver.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Jeffro. That's J-E-F-F-R-0. There goes that lead speak again. And you can follow Sarah on Twitter at
Polly Plummer, P-O-L-L-Y-P-L-U-M-M-E-R.
Until next week.